Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Laura Morris. Credit Island is in the Mississippi River on the southwest side of Davenport. Its name was derived from the use of the island as an early Indian trading post. Credit could be obtained on the promise of hides and skins to be delivered at a later time, hence Credit Island. In September of 1814, the Battle of Credit Island, one of the westernmost battles of the War of 1812, was fought here between Sauk Indians with British support and a regiment under the command of Major Zachary Taylor, who led a force of more than 350 U.S. regulars and militia. When they reached the Rock River, they were prepared to land when British guns opened fire on Taylor's boats. Under heavy fire, Taylor withdrew downstream from Credit Island with further losses. This historic island, once a turn-of-the-century amusement park named Suburban Island, is now a community park and playground area with a disc golf course, boat launch, picnic shelters, lagoon with floating islands, a lodge, and many sites for eagle watching. On Sunday, June 17th, as part of Ride the River, participants will take the scenic road loop past Sunday in the Park, a Riverway art project. Artist Ted McElhaney worked with community volunteers to develop this interpretation of Victorian-era recreation on Credit Island. 10 major figures are from the Georges Seurat painting Sunday Afternoon on the Island of La Grande Jatte. In 1918, the city of Davenport bought the island and changed the name back to Credit Island. Because osprey have been spotted on Credit Island recently, a feature of the island adventure will include making osprey nest boxes for the island and other wild places in the Quad Cities. Join River Action in building these boxes on Ride the River, June 17th. Go to riveraction.org to register.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.